We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Tomorrow night, the Claudia Johnson Band puts on a show at Club Garibaldi to mark the release of its new EP, Nothing But Time. The five-member Milwaukee band hasn't been around all that long, but most of the musicians in the group are well-known on the local scene.
Four of the five of them made it to the studio recently to give us a preview of the new EP, starting with this tune called Money Man.
You feel alone, 'cause money man, you're reaping what you sow. Could you have foreseen how far you'd go and the potential for your brand to greed? In your quest to have the most, you overlooked the basic rules of truth and honesty. You cheat and you lie and do it all with a smile, not a thought for who or why. Just financially worthwhile money.
Claudia Johnson and the boys. We will get to the boys in a minute, but that was Money Man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God, that sounded great. And I know we're missing one piece, right?
We are missing guitarist.
Yeah. Will he be there for the
He will be there.
For the launch.
We have Don Moore playing with us for the record release on June 1st.
Fabulous. All right. Well, before we get into it anymore, let's go around and introduce yourselves and what you play. And Claudia, we'll start with you.
I'm Claudia Johnson. I'm the singer-songwriter of this music.
I am Kelp Choffs. I'm on bass.
My name's Jack Forbes. I am the percussionist.
And I'm Joe Height, and I play keyboards.
So how'd you guys all get together? Do you all know each other from the scene around Milwaukee before, or?
It was, I think I met Jack first. Mm-hmm. When I moved here, 6 years ago from New York, and I was just trying to meet musicians, and it was mostly word of mouth. And I met up with somebody who recommended Jack to play because I was trying to get people together. I also teach voice. I'm a vocal coach here, and I have a studio out of my home. So one of my vocal students is a drummer, and he knew Kelp, and that's how I met Kelp. And then one of my vocal students was planning a show, and she kept telling me about Joe, and then I met Joe through her show, and then that was it. It was just, I need Joe. So that's how we came about.
The sound together, even missing the guitar part, right now, you just sound really tight. It sounds really good.
Well, they're all really, really good musicians.
Well, but it also clicks. You know that
yeah.
you can all be really great. If you don't click with each other, it doesn't matter. And the music that you write is to me so interesting because it kind of crosses a lot of bridges. You've got a lot of jazz going on in terms of the chording mm-hmm. and structure, but then there's a lot of rock and there's a lot of other things. There's funk happening, and it's all in 4 or 5 measures. And all is like, well, boom, boom, and then everything changes. And I was watching you, Joe, on this last one, doing some wonderful syncopated stuff in your right hand, which adds just so much interest to me.
I can only be that busy when we're missing a musician. Otherwise, I sit in my spot and be quiet.
So you're filling in for the guitar player?
It's doing shiny things. Sure, we've got a guitar player. Look over here.
Yeah. But no, I really hear it. And same thing with the rhythm section there, too. A lot of really tight stuff happening there.
I love playing with this guy.
Yeah, same. Jack is
love
sitting right on his lap, rhythmically speaking.
Of course.
Those two clicked really, as soon as it happened, I was like, okay, I've got my foundation. That was a big, big
So you
thing
had not
me.
Played together before?
No.
Had you known about each other?
No, I don't think so.
When I was speaking to Joe originally, and I was telling him, he's like, who are these people you know? And then he met them.
I didn't know
and they all
either.
Clicked.
And these I've been clicked. In this town forever. I never met these guys until this project. So we're all richer
it
for
took
it,
me.
Claudia.
It took me to get you all together.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your songwriting process. Where does it start for you? Is it an idea? Is it a musical phrase? Where does it begin?
It doesn't begin in one particular way. I have started with a title. The most common way it happens for me is I hear a melody in my head or I hear a lyric in my head. And I'll write that down. No matter where I am, in a car, at bedtime, I will write it down. And then I start to figure out the chords ahead of time. Sometimes I get song ideas when I'm illustrating to students chord progressions and chord voicing. And then I'll be like, wow, that's really cool. And then I'll write that down and be like, that's
I have to use that somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. So I have lots of little sheets of just notes and ideas, and even like melodies written out in solfeggio so that I don't forget them. So that's kind of where it starts. And then I agonize for a long period of time building a song. It takes a lot for me to get it to that where I'm happy where it is in a finished product.
And that you'll share it with everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the moral of that story is if you find yourself next to her on the freeway, clear
she's
out
writing
of there.
Things down.
Get away from her.
I've been known to pull off the road at like 2 a.m. if I was coming back from a gig and be like, oh my God.
So you've got an EP out and we're hearing this Money Man was from that. The next song we're going to hear is from that as well. Tell me a little bit about it before we hear it.
It's the title track, which is Nothing But Time, which basically came out of me trying to figure out my role in this business after a period of kind of, you know, I had to get back to work. I didn't have a lot of time to write, and thinking, well, I'm going to be out of time. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, at that point I was like, well, I'm not really old, so I shouldn't really be thinking I'm done. So that whole song came out of, you know, I can still do this. I'm not running out of time. It's all here for me, so I might as well go for it. It's the same amount of time I'm going to have if I start tomorrow or start next week. So that's kind of where this song came
and
from.
And better than not starting at all.
Yeah, which is very easy to go there.
Mm-hmm.
That
sure
would be
is.
The easy route.
All right. Well, here's Claudia Johnson and the boys, because we don't have another name for you at this point. But this is from their EP, Nothing But Time, and it's the title track.
Seems that life is taking too long to find the right line, sign the right dice. Not sure I care what's right or what's wrong. Well, I've got nothing but time, and it's working my mind to think where I'm headed is gone. Nothing but time makes me feel like it's fine. I'll carry on. And no shame, I still own my own name. I'll decide to deny what it's been. Well, I've got nothing but time, and it's working my mind to think where I'm headed is go. Nothing but time makes me feel like it's fine. I'll carry on. No. Myself all alone, do what I like. care. Well, I used to be strong. I had a backbone. Now I'm not really sure if it's there. 'Cause I've got nothing but time, and it's working my mind to think where I'm headed is gone. And nothing but time makes me feel like I'm fine. I'll carry on.
Nothing but time, Claudia Johnson, and the rest of the band in the studio. That was a title track off the new EP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a great tune. And there's that great jazz stuff happening both in the rhythm and in kind of that obligato keyboard thingy happening over there. And are you cleaning your keys?
I am. I did some sort of a swipey thing, and apparently I was just filthy when I did it.
It's okay. Nobody can see it. It's radio. It's radio. It's fine. It's fine. So the EP is out. You're having the official release on June 1st at Club Garibaldi. But I understand there's also a full album on its way relatively soon, right?
Yes. In the studio now, recording right now, there's four being worked on. And then I have another three I'm bringing in for that. And then I'm going to add probably another three. That have to be written.
To be written. And it's this group in the studio. You guys are all in the studio working on this. What's the idea? Once the full length album is out, are you going to go on tour? Are you going to try to take it out on the road at all?
I would love to try and do that. I mean, it's coming back into this and releasing the EP was because those songs were really ready to get out, and I needed to get them out there. And then the rest of this is all these other new stuff I've been writing. That I was thinking, okay, this is going to be a full thing afterwards. Yeah, I would love to get out there and do some more stuff. You know, I haven't had a lot of opportunity to play here in the last couple of years because I was doing so much writing and stuff. So I would love to do that.
I know places like Garibaldi and maybe even Shank Hall and some other of the smaller venues are really good about getting in local bands. Do you guys find, and this is a question to all of you, do you find that there are audiences for new music that people want to come and hear a band that they might not know?
Not so much in Milwaukee, honestly. Milwaukee is not a huge original music place. Whereas if you're in maybe the Twin Cities, you'll get laughed off the stage for playing covers. And a lot of other cities. I mean, I've been playing music in this town for 30 years. What Milwaukee's got to have is Journey and Jesse's Girl and Brown Eyed Girl and pretty much anything that ends with girl. But
so
the songs that they've been listening to, they need their covers. They need them or they won't know what to do with themselves, honestly.
So there really isn't a venue that where people go knowing they're going to get new stuff.
There are little pockets. I think in River West there are bars.
Yeah.
If you're looking to make money, you're never going to play original music here for sure. But there are little bars, and there's actually a venue, Saloon on Calhoun, which is in a strip mall on Capitol Drive of all places, out in Brookfield. And that guy that owns that place, Dave Daler, has for years now been cultivating this atmosphere and this culture of music appreciation. That is one bar. Where, and I don't know how he does it, but he's done it. You can go in there now, and he's expanded now, and there's a big, huge, awesome stage. It's a great music venue. And his clientele know that when they come to that bar, somehow, they need to sit and check it out and listen and appreciate and clap. And so there is that one place that's a great music venue suddenly where you can actually play pretty much anything that you've done, and people appreciate it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Because I'm not from here either. I've been here about 12 years. And, you know, I find that a lot of the places I go to or people invite me to, it's mostly cover bands. It's like, well, I don't want to hear cover bands. I want to hear what people are doing. We've got a lot of great musicians in this town. I want to hear original stuff. I mean, I don't mind an occasional cover. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you throw it into a set list at the end or something like that. But, you know, to be able to hear what people are writing and original stuff and original arrangements and all of that where people get a chance to shine, you know.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, in New York, you can't play covers. They don't want a garage band. They're not interested. What I do find here, though, and the times that we have done gigs and stuff, the audience is appreciative. I have to say, the audience is here. When they're there, they're listening, and they put their feelings right out there for you, which is really kind of nice. You don't always get that in New York.
No, everyone's too ironically hip to admit that they might be moved by music.
And they're talking, you know, when they're having a conversation.
They're having their cocktails and whatever.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm killing myself up here.
Yeah. Other than the kickoff for the EP, do you have any other gigs coming up that people should know about?
We don't at the moment, because I didn't want to take away anything from that.
From this, yeah.
Club Garibaldi's really big.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I've got, like, every person I've ever met
there
coming, and then every person they've ever met.
Well, best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Once you get the full LP, it's how old I am.
Yeah, that's
the full
what I
CD out, you know, come back in.
Would love that.
Yeah,
absolutely,
it'd be great. I'd love to hear some more music. And in the meantime, you should check with that guy out on Capitol and see about getting in there.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
I'm sure we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Let me know about that, too, because I'll come out.
Definitely.
So what are you going to take us out with?
Take you out with, because there's four songs on this EP, so we're going to take you out with Flesh and Bone. And this is a little, not so personal for me, but personal for someone in my life who has always fought taking that step forward in life in general.
Well, before you get into it, lady and gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for coming in and playing today and making such pretty music.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. She's forever imagining, standing on the edge. Consequences unknown. She'll fight off the urge, step back in line and forget all about moving on. Safe distance from chance allows her to save her regret and hide. Says love me anyway. I bruise and I break, I'm flesh and bone. Love me anyway. For all of my scars, fears and flaws, I'm flesh and bone.
The Claudia Johnson Band is lead singer and songwriter Claudia Johnson, Joe Height on keyboard, Kelp Choffs on bass, and Jack Forbes on drums. They'll play a show to mark the release of their new EP tomorrow evening at Club Garibaldi. There is more information at wuwm.com, and our in-studio session was engineered by Jason Reavy.